So here's some value on how to start a podcast today. Make sure you pick a specific topic that you're going to find interesting.
Taking the time to pause after someone else has spoken allows them to also delve deeper in that story. And every time you and I have paused, instead of just asking the first question that comes into our head, it has allowed the guest to themselves explore the topic that they're talking about and leave the podcast feeling like they opened up a new part of themselves. Be patient and enjoy the process, man. I'm having fun, aren't you?
Welcome to the Fail Forward podcast, where Dan and Adnan peel back the onion on our guest stories and on each other, all in an effort to change the narrative of failure. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Adnan. How are you today?
Feeling great. This is definitely an upgrade.
We've got a definite upgrade here. And let's just say we're at the foot of the Burj Khalifa in Dubai for our first podcast recording with Fail Forward in the background. So yeah, here we are stepping up from a quick start guide to a...
To definitely an upgrade. We have some audio. We're in actually a really nice spot. And we have a video now as well. So here at Fail Forward, we aim to change the narrative of failure. And we want to do that by telling our own story of how we started a podcast, the lessons we learned, and hopefully it can help guide and inspire others.
Yeah, so here's some value on how to start a podcast today.
Fabulous. So Dan, initial planning. What do you think about when you're even brainstorming the idea behind a podcast and the people you want to talk to?
Yeah, so before you want to start reaching out to guests, you want to kind of figure out your why, if you like, or just figure out why you want to do this podcast. Who's the listener? What do you want to talk about? And remember, this has got to be fun. So you've got to be in this for the long game and enjoy what you're talking about. So make sure you pick a specific topic that you're going to find interesting and the listeners are too.
I like that. I would say start off by reaching out to guests that you already know well. You'll have a deeper and more nuanced conversation that way.
Yes, definitely. So just keep it very close to home, if you like. So people you already know, people you know their stories and you know about them. So you know how to interview them and you can reach out to them on LinkedIn, Instagram, any type of social media as well. That's a good place to start.
So when you expand that reach of your guests and you reach out to people that you don't know as well, I would always recommend explaining to them specifically why their story was unique to you and why you're interested in them sharing their story.
That's a great point. So fail forward. That's what we like to talk about. That's our topic. We want people to understand failure is an important thing. So that's what we reach out about.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have the planning. Now we want to set the agenda. So what are the next steps then for setting agenda?
I would say that it is really beneficial to have a set of topics or a set of questions you want to ask your guest. You will notice that it doesn't follow that to a T, but it is good to have that sort of infrastructure to be able to guide the conversation back to the topic at hand should it veer off the rails a little bit.
Yep, so to keep it quite simple, you need to have a bit of structure on the podcast episode, but don't forget to let it flow and just have fun with it as well. And another point you can add there is don't forget to tell your own stories or get the guests to tell their funny stories, which you can reach out to first about. So you want to make sure that you have got those kind of fun antidotes in the stories. Don't be afraid to share them.
Love it. So you've planned the podcast. You have a general agenda of what you want to talk about. Let's start recording.
Yeah. So you've got your questions. You know what you're going to talk about. So next you want to start recording. So what do we need to do in terms of creating the space for this recording?
You want to ideally record in a small room without much internal or external noise.
Yeah, that's important. So we're recording out in Dubai, so we have air conditioning to fight with. We have large, echoey, tiled rooms. So reducing that echo is a real must. So soft furnishings, you know, make sure you've got curtains up or, you know, carpeted floors if you can. And also use pillows is a good tip behind the microphone. So that absorbs some of the noise as well.
A
little extra tip.
Equipment-wise, we'd recommend starting off with a Blue Yeti mic. Relatively inexpensive, plugs directly into your computer, and allows you to record directly onto the software.
Yeah, great tip.
For software, we'd recommend Audacity. Free software, takes probably a couple of days to maybe a week to learn, but it is a no-frills option to get started quick and easy.
Yeah. And for anyone out there that wants to know, Audacity is just a way of editing the audio. So it's just clipping it down and making sure you've got it into a right time frame.
Exactly. A couple of additional options are having headphones to be able to monitor the volume of your sound, your own voice, and potentially having video so you can push out video sound bites or even publish the entire thing on YouTube.
Very good point. Now, we decided that we were going to do audio only. It made it very simple. So if you're listening on Spotify, if you're walking the dog, doing the dishes, that's when you can hear. We decided not to put it on YouTube to give too much, we don't want to give too much pressure on ourselves. We're putting it onto video as well. So that's something you need to bear in mind as well.
Agreed. And when you're actually recording the podcast and talking to the guest, our biggest learning was to listen more.
Yeah, that's so important. We often get, well, I do, you can get quite caught up on telling your own story. You could try and be interesting yourself, but just learn to just sit back and listen to the guest or, you know, listen to your co-host and just get them to tell their story. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of an art form, but it's one that you need to get used to.
Taking the time to pause after someone else has spoken allows them to also delve deeper in that story. And every time you and I have paused, instead of just asking the first question that comes into our head, it has allowed the guest to themselves explore the topic that they're talking about and leave the podcast feeling like they opened up a new part of themselves.
Yeah, you're right. Don't get too caught up on the audio itself by rushing through, making sure that there's no pauses that are uncomfortable. Let it just flow. Let it happen. Have those pauses. And again, like Adnan says, it can lead on to another part of the story or conversation quite nicely. Mm-hmm.
So this episode is sponsored by Northwood Watches. I'm not a big watch guy. And the reasons I love Northwood Watches is, one, they have a simple, clean, and stylish watch face. They have a watch band that is unique to every single watch that's created. And three, they are so light. I don't feel like I'm wearing it on my wrist half the time. Personally, we also know the founder, and he is a prime example of someone who's failing forward, trying new things, and growing alongside us.
Yeah, and sustainability is key as well. So they plant 10 trees with every purchase of Northwood Watches, and it's a great price point as well. So check out the description, and we do a fail forward discount, 25% to all our listeners as well. Can't go wrong with that.
Dan, when it comes to editing, what's the first thing to think about?
Okay, so you want to start the podcast with an attention-grabbing audio clip that you can post on social media. It can be 10 seconds long, and you can bring in, you know, some decent clips, if you like, from the audio that you think is going to grab people's attention.
Additionally to that, you can also add a little intro for your podcast accompanied with a jingle if you wish.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That gives it an extra touch as well. I like that.
And when it comes to the actual audio, you can edit for hours if you want to make it perfect. But the two things that I'd recommend is make sure that every speaker's volume is about the same. And make sure to remove some of the background noise that happens. So some pops, some clicks, some some coughs throughout the episode.
Yeah. Any dog barks or anything else, kids in the background, always a good thing as well.
So you have your final file ready, your sexy podcast episode. Now you need to put it onto all streaming services. How do we do that, Dan?
Okay, so you want to host this and publish this out to the world. So we use Buzzsprout, which is a platform that creates audio to go out to all the streaming sites, things like Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And how easy is it to use that, Adnan?
Incredibly easy. Intuitive, simple, and cheap. You're paying maybe between $10 to $20 a month for the service. One last thing I want to mention is that branding is important. Create some cover art for your podcast, and then create some cover art that's specific to every episode that has some information or visual about your guest, or at a minimum, the topic you're discussing.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you've got your content. You know what this you want this to be about, but don't get caught up on the design for too long. I think something that we learned early on was to get this out to someone that knows what they're doing to create a podcast cover. So we outsourced it. They come up with the design. You know, you can come up with the colors and the branding, you know, kind of idea, but get someone else to put that out there. It just speeds the process up so you can concentrate on the more important thing, which is getting the content right, getting the sound quality right, and getting ready to publish as well. Don't be delayed because it's a long game. So yeah, that's a good piece of advice, I think.
What I hear you saying is focus on what you know well and what you want to work on and delegate the rest.
Exactly.
All right. Lastly, just some general recommendations, some bonus tips around how to think about growing your podcast in a variety of different ways that don't fit these specific categories. One, let's try to make an effort to go on other people's podcasts. Let's support others in the industry, get our own exposure, explore our own brand, and ultimately, like you said, Dan, develop our own sense of confidence speaking on other podcasts and telling our own stories.
Yeah, there's two very important points you just made there. The first is it's a good way to promote your own podcast, to be able to be on other people's, and you can do the same for them. And the second thing is it's practice. Practice makes perfect. I think the more time you spend not just doing your own podcast, but going on other people's, you become a better interviewer, you become a better listener, and overall, you just become a better podcaster. So I think it's an important thing to do.
For sure.
Okay, so another thing that we find, I mean, I guess I want to bring it back to the beginning again, and the reason you want to start this podcast. A good tip that I've heard before is when you're doing the podcast, you want to imagine that there's thousands of you in a stadium. It's one bit of advice I'll always remember, and it's because you're providing content that you enjoy and that you want other people to know and listen to. So you almost kind of want to find a bit of a niche. Don't try and talk to everyone. You almost want 10% of people that you know are going to turn up again and again to listen to your podcast, almost like your number one fan. Don't try and reach everyone in the world because not everyone's going to be interested. So just focus on what you enjoy and imagine a stadium of you that are listening. That's what you want to focus on. It's a great tip that I heard before.
Inch wide, mile deep.
Oh, an inch mile, mile deep. Inch wide, mile deep.
Inch wide, mile deep, exactly.
That's right.
One thing that you do well, Dan, that I learned from is sourcing feedback and building relationships with the guests even after the podcast. Ask them where we did well and where we could do better. Ask them if they know other guests that would be worthwhile to share their story with us. And what you will do is you'll improve your podcast through getting an unbiased opinion. And two, you will likely have potential advocates for your podcast much further into the future than you expect.
Yes, I mean, you got to remember why you're doing this podcast. And for me, it's I just want to literally get to know people. You want to build up the relationship with people. You're getting value from some of these people that you're getting on as well. So to have, you know, a bit of feedback from them, to email them after you've had the podcast episode, you know, release, saying, look, what do you think? Please give us some feedback. Is there anyone else that you know that can, you know, be a good guest as well? I think those relationships are important. It's like word of mouth. It spreads, you know, what you're doing. And it's a good way of getting more people on in the future.
Honestly, Dan, the last thing I would say, and you've mentioned this a couple of times in passing through this episode, be patient. I know we both have this vision for reaching a billion people. Podcasts, businesses, whatever is worthwhile to create takes time. Be patient and enjoy the process, man. I'm having fun, aren't you?
No, that's the two things I think you've got it there, is be patient. And by being patient, you've got to just simplify the processes as much as possible. You know, here we are in a studio now recording our 27th episode maybe, but it's taken this long to get to a point where we feel like this is the time to do it, to give value back and say, look, this is how we created our podcast and this is how you can too. So don't be afraid to do it. So simplify, be patient. Go back to your first episode, you know, 10 episodes later and look back and go, wow, what did I sound like? You know, I didn't put the pillow in front of the microphone, or, you know, there was some issues with the sound. But don't be afraid to just start and be patient. You will get the hang of it eventually. But the most important thing is just have fun with it. And how many times do we sit after a podcast episode? We're like, whoa, what just happened then? You know, how much fun was that? Or how much, you know, did we learn from this person?
Yeah, I end every podcast feeling uplifted.
Yeah, and I think that's important is you know, you want to create the space, you know, for your listener. And I think we do that quite well. So we have a lot of feedback from our guests to say, wow, I didn't expect that to be, you know, like a safe space to be able to talk about things and, you know, open up and keep it a low, you know, low key conversation, or just like, you know, sat in a pub. That's the kind of atmosphere we want to bring in. So I think that's important. And that's where we're having our most fun, I think.
I don't have anything more to add, Dan. That's on the nail on the head.
The nail on the head. So I guess all we do now is just a quick recap. So number one, we want to start with come up with a plan. set an agenda. What do you want the podcast to be about? Learn some tips on the recording, which we've done. Then you go through to the editing process, the hosting and the publishing as well. Little tip in there of get a designer to do your podcast cover. That's a little extra one there. And then finally, you know, the other tips that we've brought in there just to help you out. But don't be afraid to start. Just have fun and be patient. It's a long game.
Great. That's Fail Forward. Out.
We're Adnan and Dan Fail Forward. We're out.
Thanks for listening. Leave us a review. Tell us what you think. Find us at Instagram, failforward.pod. If you know someone that wants to be on the show, or if you want to be on the show, give us a shout, DM us, and we'll see you soon.